Stay in your room. Don't be moving around any today.
No, I sound a lot worse than I feel. It's just one of them things that, you know,
but you know what?
Comes around.
People don't care how you feel.
Well, thanks, Scott.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
thanks, Scott.
All right.
Yeah.
Chase, I don't know. You're a little better, huh? But he's still.
No, about the same.
There we go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That list
we're
started.
Have a big
started
old group hug here in a minute.
We're going to have a Kenny Rogers reunion here or something.
I don't get that.
Well, Kenny got the raspy voice.
I was going to say. I thought we were going to drink out of the communion cup.
Yeah.
That'd be good. All right. A 41-year-old. I have so many poor taste stories today. It's just hard to stack them all up.
We'll get them all done here now.
I will. Okay. Well, at first, what would you do for a Mini Cooper? I mean, a brand new $32,000 Mini Cooper. I'm betting that you wouldn't do this. A German man won a brand new $32,000 Mini Cooper by having the word Mini tattooed someplace that only a man could have it tattooed.
Oh, are you kidding?
And again, the word is Mini.
Yeah.
Andreas Mueller won the radio station contest.
Yeah, you knew it had to be.
Sure. By coming up with the wildest Mini-related stunt. He came up with this himself to earn the
And obviously
vehicle.
Had to prove it.
Tattooed during a live broadcast. I think you have the audio of that, don't you?
No, I believe it's a screaming sound.
As soon as I was doing that, if you want surprise audio at 6:15, you're pretty much barking up the wrong tree, pal.
Anyway, listeners,
I got
heard,
stuff to do.
Yeah,
I'd do well to make that first newscast.
You know? That's right. I mean, the coffee hadn't even perked yet.
But here's the audio. Here's the actual audio of this guy getting a tattoo somewhere.
That's right. Listeners got to hear his pained exclamations during the process. I mean, really? Just really?
Where did this happen? With a name like that, it sounds like Germany.
Yeah, it says a German man, but I don't know much beyond that. I don't know if it was a German radio station that did that or what.
Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like something some Chuckle Hut morning show would do.
Well, that's it. We probably ought to look into that and see what. And again, they'll just move on to a major market and he'll be stuck there. A 41-year-old Florida woman arrested outside a Quiznos sandwich shop on Tuesday afternoon on charges of disorderly intoxication.
As opposed to a Quiznos laundromat.
Yeah, them too. Well, or orderly intoxication.
True.
You're intoxicated, but at least you're being orderly.
Yes, drunk in public.
That's right. According to the police in Walton County, Florida, the woman was intoxicated at the sub shop when she began calling the employees little gay boys.
Oh, my.
Making her sandwich. Mm.
You can't be doing that, man.
I don't think so.
And once again, even if they're right there in front of you, don't talk trash to the people who are touching your food.
No, because once it goes in that, you know, when it comes out of the oven, they can turn their back on you for just a second.
Yeah.
You know it. The store manager asked the woman to leave, so she went next door to the P.F. Chang's. The bartender there at the restaurant said the woman ordered a drink and sat next to another man at the bar. Well, why another man? Because this is a woman, but nonetheless. The bartender said the woman was crying and eating the man's food.
Oh, wow.
Then she left, returned minutes later, claiming the man had stolen her purse, which was later found in her car. When deputies arrived, the woman, highly intoxicated, sitting outside the restaurant. You're the one-woman crime wave.
I'm detecting a high level of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, she may have not been right before she started drinking.
Exactly. Okay. Have a great time together. Showtime. We got a lot of information.
Showtime.
I don't know. I want to do something different.
Yeah.
It's showtime. Time for me to shine. Just to get you
to the train to play. Hey now.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, hey now. To spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time.
Do you feel like your marriage just isn't what it used to be? Do you want to transform your tired marriage into one filled with love and respect? Here's help for you. The Sacred Marriage Conference on Friday, February 11th and Saturday, February 12th at Central Baptist Church. Hear best-selling author and international speaker Gary Thomas. To register, call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org. Learn how to build a better marriage at the Sacred Marriage Conference on February 11th and 12th. Call 776-9977 or click cbcbrian.org.
If your resolution is to lose weight, we can't help. But if your resolution is to save money, we can. Team Auto will show you how to get in a new vehicle and lower your payment. Get a newer vehicle with better gas mileage with a lower payment. Don't delay. Start saving today. At Team Auto, make no payments for 3 months. The only place in the Brazos Valley to shop 7 different manufacturers. Get the best price guaranteed. Make no payments for 90 days, and when they start, they'll be lower. Only at Team Auto in Navasota.
Team Auto in Navasota on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
News Talk 1620, WTAW at 618.
And it's January the 27th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor James Cromwell, you know, he's been in a whole lot of things. Babe was one of the movies, and, you know, he... You know who he is.
Well, he quite often...
71.
He plays a president or, like, head of CIA or something like that in all kinds of movies.
Yeah. He played a really bad guy in 24 for a few seasons, by the way. Right, so, anyway, he's 71 years old. Dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov turns 63 years old today.
Mickey,
Wonder if he still dances like he used to at 63.
I don't know.
He'd probably do all right, though. Actress Mimi...
I doubt that we'll see him on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, just saying.
That's true. Actress Mimi Rogers, who's probably better known as the first Mrs. Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
She's 55 years old today. And the newly unemployed Keith Olbermann, his 52nd birthday today.
So, they're talking about how he might run for Senate.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, if what's-his-name can get elected, anybody can.
Well.
You know who I'm talking about.
Al Franken?
Yeah, that can happen. Right.
The other thing, which is... distressing, really, the fact that there's a slot open now at MSNBC, and Alec Baldwin may go there.
Oh.
Which would really be a shame, because I really, really enjoy him artistically. I just pretty clear that I can't stand what he's talking about politically, but nonetheless.
There you go.
There's our Keith story.
There you go. Actress Bridget Fonda turns 47 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that'd be, what, granddaughter of?
Yep. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
absolutely.
There you go. Yeah, and Alan Cummings, the actor, turns 46 years old today.
He's on that Good Wife show, if you watch that.
Indeed. Spy Kids also. He was on. Mm-hmm. Tracy Lawrence, the country singer, turns 43 today.
Beat up his wife, and I ain't heard from him since.
I think a couple of them.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
his
right.
Wife and a girlfriend.
But he's only 43. He's packed some living in.
He has.
True country star.
I'm telling you.
There you go. Patton Oswalt from King of Queens is 42 years old. And Josh Randall from the TV show Ed turns 39 years old today. And I had one more. Oh, Chris Collinsworth, the wide receiver who's now the TV sports analyst and pretty good, I think. He's 52 years old today. And that's all I got.
Bobby Blue Bland is 81. And Amadeus Mozart, if he'd taken better care of himself.
Oh, Wolfie.
Yeah.
Would have been 255.
Something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But get this. I mean, what had you done by the time you were 20? By the time he was 20, Wolfie had composed 30 symphonies. 9 operas, 6 sonatas, 5 violin concertos.
Well, I'd won a national championship on PlayStation.
So there.
Take that.
There you go.
And casino guy Steve Wynn.
Oh.
Who punched a hole in his own painting. Remember that?
Yeah, it was a Picasso, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. But still, if you have time sometime today, just go to YouTube and type in Steve Wynn. And see those two commercials where he actually sat on top of his hotels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty danged amazing. And it really was him. And I think somewhere in there they've got a video of, in fact, how they even shot it. But
that wasn't near as dangerous as when his wife divorced him.
Yeah.